The Greenland ice sheet covers more than 1.5 million square kilometers. It's melting, but scientists have disagreed by how much it will eventually raise the sea level. A team of researchers led by UW-Madison geologist Anders Carlson used geologic records from the disappearance of the Laurentide ice sheet that covered Canada and part of the U.S. thousands of years ago. Then, combined with computer modeling for the air temperatures expected over Greenland by the year 2100, Carlson says the team concluded the melting of the Greenland ice sheet could result in higher sea levels than a United Nations panel is currently predicting.
By the end of the century, right now, the UN IPCC report suggests the Greenland ice sheet could contribute to sea level rise at somewhere between 0.5 millimeter to 2 millimeters per year. And under a climate setting somewhat similar, or a similar temperature back 9,000 to 8,000 years ago, this ice sheet, the Laurentide ice sheet, was raising sea level at rates of up to 1 centimeter per year.
The study says over the course of 100 years, sea levels could rise a foot or two. That's enough to affect marine life and people living along the oceans. Carlson says people can try to slow the Greenland melting by reducing their carbon footprint or carbon dioxide emissions. But he says sequestering CO2 emissions from the atmosphere is also needed, though he notes that would be expensive and hasn't begun on any significant scale. The study on the Greenland ice sheet is published in the journal Nature Geoscience. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.